square foot house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And I think this would allow, and I've seen this a little bit, especially more recently. I deal in real estate, and I've seen quite a few families where, let's say, you have some parents that are getting up there in years, but they want to live independently. So we've seen quite a bit of this where we'll have, you know, the younger couple own one side and maybe the parents own the other, and they live beside each other, but they still at least have the wall separating them for kind of privacy and other reasons.
So it allows dual ownership is the difference.
It could, although this, I believe...
that would have to be a condo style.
Right, so that's not what this is.
Is there... there's two existing structures on there?
Yes.
Are they both like outbuildings? Is one a barn? Like what are they?
The one to the south is, I believe, an outbuilding. The one to the north, I think, was...
This right here, Brandon.
I guess my question is there's no existing homes.
No, this was a garage that was turned into a living space, okay. But it's fallen apart, and this is just a shop.
So that'll...
Both of these will go.
They'll go, okay.
So it'll be a bare piece of land if you were to start construction. Okay.
And Scott, you said one structure for 2 acres.
Correct.
But now they could go in and they could subdivide it.
No, the smallest lot you can make is... It's 3.75, 3.75.
I think it's just under 3. I think it's 2.75.
Okay, 2.75. So this lot could not be subdivided. It's an old meets and bounds lot from a long time ago. It's not part of the subdivision. But the smallest lot with septic you can make is 2 acres.
So they couldn't put in a... You know, if they could put in a different type of treatment facility and then have a different density or something.
Yeah, but you're not going to get very many lots for the cost of the treatment. The wastewater plant. Yeah.
But it's still an option.
Oh, yeah, that's an option on any parcel.
Okay. So he could put how many homes in that area if he wanted to put in a facility?
It's 1 per 8,000 square feet.
So financially...
That's just doing the math.
Right.
That'd be 6. No, I'm sorry, because that's 2.
2.7 times 5
right.
Is 40 divided by 8.
14.9.
14, yeah,
you're going to have some streets, and you're going to have your wastewater plant, so that's just doing the math.
So upwards of 8 or 10 to be on the safe side if you did a wastewater treatment plant.
Correct.
Okay.
And they've actually got some of those systems that are pretty reasonable that...
Well, I'm finding out, yep.
They're very reasonable. So.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure we knew what all the possibility and density issues were. So.
Do you have any questions for the petitioner, ma'am?
It's quite a distance. You have to go across 65 and then come back across the bridge and travel the road, make a fork to get to Newport, quite a distance to get there. So it's, you would need to know the area and to live there. So it would be your home to live there is what I was seeing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it as a... I would see that whoever lived there would... it'd be their residence.
Yes, I believe that would be the intent, which, you know, once again, is something we need in this county.
Okay. Any other questions for the petitioner at this time? Okay. Is there, at this time, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that has signed up to speak in opposition to this project? Is there any? You have
to oppose.
That's it. Yes. Please step forward. Yeah. State your name and your address. And
my name is Doug Ramey, and I live at 803 Newport Road, Walnut Shade, Missouri. And to keep this as professional as possible, I've been asked to speak on behalf of the majority of those landowners and property owners who oppose the rezoning of this piece of property. Raj is asking for this rezoning for the sole purpose of building a duplex at this rather than a single family residence. His reasoning is quite simple. It allows him to minimize his input as far as finances and maximize profit. We feel that Raj is doing this strictly as a business transaction. He's indicated that he's wanting to take up residence at this particular location, and he's going to move his grandparents in on the other half of this. I personally don't think he's being transparent that he's going to leave his 4,000-plus square foot home in Emery Creek and move to a 1,500 square foot partition home at this particular location. But that being said, Raj doesn't live currently on Newport Road. Anything that takes place at this immediately impacts those residents who live there. We want to make it clear that we're not opposed to Raj building at this particular location or renovating any of it. We're very much in for that to take place. It needs some attention to it. However, that house that is there, that was the garage that was converted, was occupied up until about 5 months ago when Tony Dowler passed away and Raj got this piece of property. Up until then, Tony had lived there for a number of years off and on. He just passed away with cancer not too long ago. That being clear that we want Raj to do something with this, it's going to increase the property values for those people around us, but is it going to increase it more by putting a duplex there versus a single-family dwelling? What we're opposed to is the duplex. That's the neighborhood's point of contention. We don't want that in this particular neighborhood. Can a single-family dwelling be a rental property? Yes, absolutely. But a duplex is a permanent rental. It's always going to be a rental, whether Raj continues to own it or whether he sells it to somebody in the future. It's not like a single-family dwelling that holds that potential at some point of being a more permanent residence for somebody. Newport Road is a small, dead-end community of single-family owner-occupied houses. Duplex is totally incongruent with what is in that neighborhood. There's no other building structures close to that area that has a duplex rental. There's none on Newport, Bristol, Craig, or even Highway 160 within miles of this location. I talked to several real estate agents prior to the Planning and Zoning Committee. It can be argued back and forth about whether it increases or decreases the value with a duplex, but all of them told me off the record, they wouldn't allow me to put their names on this, that it made it much more difficult to sell a piece of property or to move a piece of property if it was adjacent to or near a permanent rental. And a duplex is a permanent rental. One of the things that we have decided when we moved to Newport Road was we wanted away from permanent rentals. And that's why we selected Newport Road as that location for us to put our homes there. The A1 restrictions were nice, allows us to have acreage. We can have space around us, and this is completely incompatible with what we currently have in that area. When we did this, we made that decision 10, sometimes 20 years ago. I've lived at my residence for over 20 years, and this is something that's new. We aren't a subdivision. We don't have covenants or restrictions that limit what can be done. Basically, we rely upon you and the Planning and Zoning Commissions to protect our interest in this. We've got a petition that we had signed by those people who are opposing the rezoning of this location. I don't know if you've got a copy of that in your packet. If not, I've got a copy of it here. If you need it, I have it. Many of those same people, although we're fewer in number this time because we couldn't get off work to come to show opposition to it, are here today. It's that important to us that we be here to show this. The question is before you is Newport Road going to have a permanent rental on it? We're opposed to it. We hope that you agree with us that it's incongruent with this particular area. We have asked Raj several times as individuals why he is so set on doing a duplex, and he just has replied that he just wants to do a duplex at this particular location. We ask that you maintain the A1 ruling here because we don't see that an increase in benefits or currently by changing it to R2 for any of the landowners or property owners in that area. And we don't feel like that he can show that there's compelling evidence to change it other than it's just a case of what he wants to do on this particular piece of property. We would ask that you would allow it to stay as A1 if he wants to build a single-family residence, put himself and family up above and his grandparents down below. We're all for that. It stays in conjunction with what we've got in that neighborhood. There's nothing for miles around that has a duplex type of a building at that particular time. If he does this, it still maintains the integrity for what we have in that neighborhood. If he wants to generate income by either renting it or selling it at some point to recoup his investment in that property, that's his rights at that point. We feel that the A1 regulations and protections are the most beneficial for our neighborhood, and we would ask that you maintain that zoning for us and protect our interests in this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we see your list?
Yeah.
Is it the same? Yeah, it's in the back of ours.
He has got a petition saying that he's got people that's for this. Are they residents of Newport Road?
I know Ronnie is a resident, but he lives right next door and is also employed by Raj. So. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else here that wishes to speak in opposition to this project? Sir?
My name is George Higgins, 1169 Newport Road. And not that it matters a whole lot, but I'm a licensed architect in the state of Missouri, and I served on the Kansas City Planning Commission for several years. The Taney County zoning ordinance earmarks R2 zoning as urban density and R1 and ag zoning for rural density. So from a land planning standpoint, it doesn't make sense to plot a R2 zoning in the midst of several R1 properties or ag properties. The other thing I'm a little concerned about is that this is a little over 2 acres, and for a septic system, 2 acres is just about the minimum for a single family residence, much less two residences. So I'd be curious to see what the health department has to say about a septic system for this property. With that being said, I respectfully request that this petition be denied. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Is there anyone else here that has signed up to speak in opposition? Okay. Is there anyone else here that has signed up to speak in favor of this project? Okay. Would the petitioner like to come back forward and address any of the concerns that have been brought forward?
Just a couple of short things. As far as the septic, it currently has an existing septic on it that has already been dealt with. I don't know that there would be a difference between a septic for a 2,400 square foot duplex versus a 2,400 square foot home. So this should be something that's adequate. Once again, as you look at the uses that are allowed under the R2, duplex is one. This meets the requirements of it for the 2 acres. I do kind of agree with the second gentleman that talked about the architectural things, that some of the times the zoning is a little bit, I think, it's kind of hard to decipher some of the times. And I think a lot of this, like the A1, I think is kind of the default zoning that happened years ago. You do see some residential zoning just south of this, but what we have in place here is just the A1 currently, and we're asking for R2 for just one duplex to be placed in this property. It will be approximately 2,400 square feet. We think that is very compatible with the other neighborhood houses, with it being on, you know, this, you know, it's pretty big acreage, and you can see the length of it. There's going to be minimal impact to anyone around it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any questions for the petitioner?
Is the